So what's going on, guys? Welcome to another Point Forward podcast. Before we go on, just much like I just had to redo my sense right there when I was starting it, we're actually redoing this podcast. We just finished up episode 5, or at least what was originally episode 5. In fact, we even published it and decided that we were going to delete it. Because just the start of it was terrible.
There was some kind of technical problem in the first 15 minutes of it, and it was ridiculous static that was just really bad.
Really choppy.
And you know what? We're simple and just straightforward of a podcast as this.
Corny!
I know. I'm starting it right off the bat. As simple of a podcast as this is, we still want to put out our best work. We don't want, you know.
Even though this isn't our best. Yeah. This isn't our. We're doing the best that we can with what we got right now.
Exactly. And we don't want you guys to have to listen through static.
Yeah, that'd be. And choppiness.
You know, it's already hard enough to get people to.
Yeah, it's already unbearable as it is.
But we spent a whole hour talking about basketball.
Yeah.
And for nothing. But you know what? We love talking about basketball, so nothing wrong with that at all.
I mean, not for nothing. I still enjoyed. I mean, I shouldn't say that I enjoyed the conversation, because now I don't want people to be like, oh, we missed out. But we're basically just...
You did.
It's only for our ears. You guys will never be able to hear this.
You won't.
They really won't. But
they actually won't be able to ever hear.
Which we apologize for
we
that, guys.
We won't be able to hear it ever again, because we permanently exterminated it.
That sounds slightly dark, like we just had to burn it. But we apologize, guys. But with that said, the topic for today is our most memorable and slash favorite NBA moments. You want to start it off, Case?
Yeah, for sure. And let's clarify just beforehand that this can be either favorite NBA, like specific a moment.
It could be a shot, a block.
Even a series. Yeah. Whatever it needs to be. So,
buzzer beater, anything.
One of the first ones that comes to my mind is Kobe's game winning shot against the Miami Heat. Mm. With Dwayne Wade covering him. And another guy, too. I don't remember who the other guy is that was covering him, but they have him double covered because it's Kobe Bryant. You don't want him taking that shot. Right. You know he wants to take that shot.
Right.
You know his mentality. He's looking to win the game.
D-Wade was doing the most that he could, too.
And, man, he hurled up a bomb to win that game.
Yeah, man.
With two men on it. At least two guys on him.
What more could you do against Kobe? Honestly.
Nothing.
Right. And D-Wade was trying his heart out, man. After that, D-Wade was like, if there's going to be somewhere... This isn't verbatim, but he said along the lines of it being like, if there's going to be someone to do it, it's going to be him, you know? So...
That, for me, is just one of those shots that... It's not my number one favorite moment, by the way. I'm not going in order. But that, for me, is just... It's one of those shots where you can't help but watch it...
Right.
100 times over when you watch it, like, back to back to back to back. And so that's one of my favorite NBA moments, for sure.
Speaking of Kobe, I'm going to bring this up. I don't know if you were going to do it, but that 60-point game, man...
I was.
What? I'm sorry.
That's all right.
We can go over it with each other, which is basically what we're going to be doing. But that 60-point game, or 60-point, last Kobe game. In fact, his last game was my first live NBA game. At that time, I was just kind of really becoming an NBA fan. I was just getting into basketball and all that. This was around 3 years ago. So, yeah, man, it was a great entry for me as far as, you know, watching basketball, live basketball. And it was kind of sad, the fact that I'm seeing this, one of the most exciting players ever, and really, really getting to see it live, and just getting to see the intensity and all that. It made me feel like I missed out, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, I was alive. Kobe won a championship. But, I mean, I was 9-10 when he won those championships against the Celtics and the Magic. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I could have I could have seen those, and I really feel like I missed out. It's too bad, but I mean, of course, I can go back, but it's nothing really.
Not the same.
It's not the same as watching sadly. It live on TV. But yeah, man. So that's my moment. We both just started off with Kobe, which you kind of gave me the inspiration for that. But that just goes to show how great of a player Kobe is, and it's crazy because he has way more memorable yep. moments in the NBA.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, man.
What a player. the shot that Kyrie hit in the finals.
Over Steph. And Steph was playing.
The shot that ended up being defense. The shot to win that game. Cavs finished a great comeback to win the finals that year. I'm not a Cavs fan by any means, but I do like Kyrie a lot. Kyrie is up there, one of my favorite players playing today. I also believe he's one of the closest players to having that same mentality that Kobe
that
had.
That Mamba mentality. Yep.
That clutch playing that when the time comes, when the game's on the line, I want the ball. I want to be the one to be responsible to get this team.
One of the most creative clutch guys, too. There's a lot of creative point guards out there. There's a lot of guys that can use their ball handling to just make space and get themselves a very high IQ shot. But Kyrie, he constantly does it. You know what I mean? Yep. He keeps on going. There's no stopping him, and that's what makes him great. That is one of the things that makes him one of the best point guards, one of the best players in the league today. Exactly. But yeah. So, you know, that's a Cavs moment. In that same year, in that same finals, that block that LeBron had on Andre Iguodala, what more could you ask from somebody? You know, he was going all out on offense, but man, like, it's one thing to run after, I mean, it's one thing to try, but to go and get that block was insane. I've heard Richard Jefferson talk about where he was like watching him being on the court and watching him was like seeing a blur just blow by and then boom, just getting that block. It's been replayed so many times because it belongs in NBA history, mm-hmm. rightfully. And it made that big impact to where great defense turned into great offense. It went from LeBron's block to later on Kyrie shot over Steph, that dagger, man. So,
yep, yeah. Exactly.
Your turn.
Oh, man, another one. I mean, Kobe's my favorite player of all time, obviously, so why not another Kobe moment?
You going 81 points?
Of course. That was the one. 81-point game every once in a while when I'm feeling down, I go and watch that game.
Really?
Because it makes me feel great.
I bet it does not make Jalen Rose feel great.
Yeah, he has all
kinds. You ever see that video where they're like at the restaurant and I don't know, I think Kobe was like, can I get like 81 forks? And then just stares right into Jalen. I'm sure that's not what he said, but I was trying to.
That's awesome though.
But it's hilarious. I find it funny. It's like a commercial for Jalen Rose's show or something. But it's hilarious. So, and that's your moment?
Yeah, the 81-point game has to be. I mean, come on.
Man.
It's 81. My favorite player ever scored the second most points ever recorded in an NBA game. I mean, it don't get much better than that.
It doesn't. Man. So, you know, you talked about a great shot by Kobe on D-Wade earlier. I want to talk about something that has actually been back-to-back in the finals in the past 2 years. KD's daggers from the same corner on the Cavs court, man. 2 years in a row. And both of these daggers, of course, they made an impact. They mattered. Mm-hmm. Especially this past year. This past finals, that one really mattered, man. You know, I know you feel type of way about KD.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
But man, if anyone is ever gonna say that, going to the Warriors, you are gonna have an easier time getting a chip.
Yep.
But With that said, you cannot say that he hasn't contributed. Because
You
said what?
Yeah, he definitely has.
For sure. And those two moments right there, which are very memorable to me because I saw both of them.
I mean, it makes it easier for the whole team.
Yeah, he does.
The whole team has it easier, not just him.
Yeah, he fits in that system very well. I feel like he's a big part of why they've won these championships the past 2 years. I think they would have I believe they would have had a tougher road without him. Not to say that they wouldn't have made it to the finals, but I'm not as sure as I am right now about them winning the championships in the past 2 years without him, you know? But that said, what's your next one?
Well, we got a quick set. We might as well, while this is on this subject, something that bothers me and that I like to get off my chest once in a while when I have a chance is, and I want to hear LeBron fans explain this one, why in the world does the proclaimed GOAT by many people switch off of arguably the best player on that team in one of the most critical moments of the game? Just and I remember my exact words when that happened were, this is why I'll never consider LeBron James to be the GOAT. That was the exact words that came through when I saw him switch off of KD, and the next thing I saw was that ball flying through the air, swishing through that basket. I mean, that's exactly what I thought. This is why he's not the GOAT in my mind. I'm pretty vocal about the fact I don't hate LeBron. I don't mean to take shots at him or anything. I just don't think he's the GOAT. I've never thought that, and I probably never will, especially after this last finals. LeBron is a great player. I've just never been able to see an actual explanation for somebody to say, this is why he should do that. This is why he should have switched off of him and make a valid excuse for it. Because there is none. If you are the team leader and the guy that wants to drive your team to victory, that's not what you do. You need to be the guy that steps up and says, no, I got this guy. You know what I mean?
I will say this. I do not share these feelings towards LeBron. I actually think he is one of the greatest of all time.
I didn't say he's not one of the greatest of all time.
I think he is the greatest of all time. Dang it. No, I'm just... I think he is top three, though.
Top five.
Top three. that's what makes us great is that... Well, I just said great. I'm going way over here. Way over my head. But that's what makes us a pretty okay duo. I think we're great. I mean,
One of the best backcourt duos in the NBA. That's pushing.
Not going to say that.
That's pushing it.
We're maybe one of the best bench guys. We're bench warmers. Bench duos. We're one of the best bench warmers out there.
We will grab you your Gatorade quick.
Quick. Without dropping.
No spills.
No spills at all. Man.
I have a 35 Gatorades per game.
I'm trying to get on that. I'm only averaging 22.
You get that. This is really dumb, man.
We're making up for lost time.
Exactly.
But
I promise you the other one was great.
You guys will never know. But the other one, man, you guys would have went crazy. That one is what would have made us go to the top.
Yep, it would have been huge. We would have had a sports show.
Everything. Yeah. ESPN.
Mm-hmm. Instant contract the second that would have been released.
But, man, I would say that my next favorite moment is Russ, man. That 42nd triple-double, that dagger at the end. We've been talking about a lot of daggers, or at least I have. But that shot on Denver, man, insane shot, long range. And the story behind it is just, it's great. I mean, I love Russ. He's one. He is my favorite player in the whole league. You know, man. I don't know. It's just. I love watching it. It's great. The story once again is great to it. 42nd triple double. He was the MVP that year. Yeah, man. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, that's a good cap to a good year for him. I mean, you know, a good moment and a great year.
Yeah.
Great season.
Everything after that was kind of sad. thanks to your Houston squad.
Hey, you're welcome.
So.
Oh, my next one has got to be, let me think here, man. How about another Kobe one? I know I'm killing it with the Kobe ones, but, I mean, he's the guy that made me fall in love with this game, so how can I not, you know, love every second of his play? It's got to be the game-winning shot that he made against Phoenix, and the reason why it's that one, and that one's special to me, is just because it was a playoff game, and it just means so much more, you know, when it's down the wire and it's the playoffs, you have, you know.
Yeah.
It's a huge thing, that 2006 playoffs, and make that game-winning shot. That was just an awesome moment, and another one that I love.
What was that? Was that second round or first?
Oh, man. I believe it was the first round. I believe.
I have no idea. We're supposed to be fake analysts, and we don't even know all of our information. We got to look it up. Especially me, man. I've been doing this, not doing this, but I've been a fan for 3 years now. You'd think I'd get my stuff together. Nah, man. I love the game, though. I love NBA basketball. I love basketball in general.
Yeah, and I should obviously mention that it was in overtime, too, which, of course, makes it huge. But, man, I'm trying to find
what so coordinated. That was. We're so organized and coordinated. This is why people.
Okay, so it was the 2000 conference semifinal. No. That's a different one.
As I say that, we're very organized and coordinated.
Wow. I'm pretty sure it was the first round. Yes, it was.
It was the first round.
There we go. Okay. Dang, sorry about that, people. I really ought to straighten
out. It's not like you lowered their expectations by that whole thing right there. That's sorry, true.
As low as it can possibly.
But man, I say
I was right overall.
Well, and before I go into this, guys, you know, it's we had just came back from playing basketball with a couple of our guys Thursday night. That said, we're very tired and stuff, and we apologize once again for not being able to put out the one before that. You know, the quality was terrible, the original. And with that said, we are going to be cutting this short. We're ending this right about after these last two ones right here.
So it'll only be about like a 20-25 minute one.
Yeah,
right. Again, we apologize, but just we had put a whole hour into making one, and it got screwed up. So you know, it's all part of the being beginners, you know. It just, we had no idea.
That said, it's a freak accident, though. It's not like we really had any power over
it. No, there was nothing we could do. Our recordings have been perfectly fine throughout the whole thing of making this.
Yeah.
And, like, just we listened back on it, and there was just no way we could fix it. We tried to go through. And
so, like, even though this is a short one, I hope you guys still enjoy it. But,
yeah, for sure. And so, obviously, we'll be back.
So, I'm ending this one, and I feel like we've touched on a lot of big ones, at least big ones to me, ones that really mean a lot to me and are most memorable to me, and some of my favorite, but I don't feel like this is one of the biggest ones. Once again, we talked about kind of the bigger ones starting off, but I'm going to be ending it on, I talked about Russ, my favorite player and stuff, one of my favorite moments. Speaking of your favorite players, that block that Ginobili had. Shout out Ginobili. I'm sad that he's retiring, man. I really would have liked to seen him keep on going, but you know, it was looming in the back of our heads that he was gonna be going very soon. And if there was ever to be a realistic time for him to do it, it was probably right now. But that block, on Harden, man, that was, it was just like, much like LeBron's block, it was out of nowhere, unsuspected, especially from someone his age. I mean, this was only 2 years ago. He's retiring, I mean, he retired about a week ago or so, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's just insane for somebody his age to still be athletic and I mean, this year even, he was still good offensively, man. So, shout out Ginobili, man. So, that's about my last one. Casey, yours?
Well, this one's kind of an odd one. I think not a whole lot of people would say that this is one of their favorite moments ever, but mine was the 2008-2009 finals between the Lakers and the Magic. And why that is because... And some people would be like, dude, that went five games. They crushed it. You know what I mean? For me, I was old enough at that point to finally be able to, like, get basketball more and understand. And I knew that I loved Kobe. And that was the first final series that I watched, like, every night that it was on. I might have missed one night or something, but I watched them all. And just I can distinctly remember seeing Kobe be interviewed. I think he was holding his daughter in his hands while he was getting interviewed, and just the emotion. That was the first time I felt more the emotion of a win in basketball.
Like, it's crazy what basketball can do to you as a fan. It's just, you can feel the intensity, you can feel the excitement, you can feel the sadness if your team is going through something like that, man. And it's crazy.
And it's a lot like how you said, like, watching it live for you, that game that he his last game.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason I didn't put that on there, was because he already took it.
Sorry.
Is, like, it's something about watching the game live and seeing that moment live, even if you're not, we're not talking about being there, obviously being there is even bigger, but, like, watching it live when it happens, there's just something about that. And that was the first time I was of age to be able to watch, like, a whole final series and realize, like, how big that was and how awesome it was to see.
Much like me, it's like you want more.
My favorite player win a championship.
Yeah, after that, after a performance like that, you want more. And that's how I felt when I saw the 60-point game.
And the thing I've realized, too, is not everybody gets to see their favorite player win a championship.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, I cherish that moment that I got to watch a final series through, old enough to understand what was going on, of my favorite player win the finals. And so it was huge.
That actually does sound awesome.
It was.
That does sound awesome. You were old enough to really comprehend, like, the magnitude of everything, and then actually to see everything happen. That is a very special moment. That's awesome. As an NBA fan, as a fan of Kobe, that must have been awesome for you, man.
Yeah, and Kobe will forever be, I mean, he was the one that made me love this game. He made me love basketball, and he made me want to get into it more, and all the way to the point that built up to now, it's all I talk about and all I think about and all I do.
Which, basketball is one of the greatest sports in the whole. I mean, it's my favorite sport. I don't really play anything else. I don't really know much about any other sport. In fact, it's probably it is the only sport I've ever played. But, I mean, I love it. It's, to me, I mean, I've looked at other sports. I know you're into a lot more other sports. But just to me, I just find basketball truly fascinating, every part of it. I really, really do love basketball, man. I really do.
Yeah. Me, I love anything that has to do with competition in general, really. But basketball has just been one for me that I've been more obsessed with basketball than any other sport. And at this moment, it's my favorite sport. I've definitely went through times where I liked other sports. Baseball was my favorite growing up.
I feel like I played baseball too when I was younger. And I feel like that is a very good... I'm not saying, like, it's a sport to, like, detach yourself from once you grow up, but I feel like that's a good starter sport. Like, I feel like, as far as team sports, like, that's usually what people play, or football. Sure. Basketball is more of a thing where, like, you can start out young, but as far as actually team playing, that doesn't start out until you're, like, older.
And baseball is not quite as intense as the other sports. You know what I mean? Like, basketball and football... Football is obviously more intense than the fact that, like, you're hitting each other and stuff. Basketball is intense because you're out on the court
way more. Yeah.
The emotion's intense, but also you're playing way more play time than you are in a baseball game. And I wouldn't diss any sport. Like I said, I love all competition. I love anything that gets you out there with your heart pumping and pressure to get it done at the end of the game, get yourself a victory.
Right.
Basketball for me is just one of the most exciting, thrilling sports to watch and to play. Hence why it's my favorite.
It's just to add to that, like, I mean, basketball is, there's so much more pressure and so much more attention on guys, on, I mean, anybody, and not just, you know, NBA, but it's just you playing in general. It's like everyone is just so into what you're doing, especially if you have the ball. Whereas in like football, I mean, football is the most watched sport in the US, right? Mm-hmm. So, but the thing with that is that there's the offensive lineman and then there's the defense. People aren't going to pay attention to every single person on the defensive line.
Right, yeah, for sure. No.
You know what I mean? So, and I'm sure that statement.
Basketball players as an individual, I feel like you follow them more because there's only five guys on the court at the same time on your team. There's 10 total, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, it's just, it's way more easy in basketball to know everybody individually and know, you know, more about the sport. I don't know.
Yeah, we just went on that whole rant about basketball. That's goes to show how much we enjoy basketball.
For sure.
But
and we hope you guys love it too, and we hope that's why you're listening to this podcast. I mean, it'd be kind of weird if you were just listening because you liked our voice. I mean, if you do, if that's the reason you're listening.
It's getting weird.
You're still listening. I'm glad you're listening. It's weird, but I'm still glad you're listening.
We need anything we can get. But, yeah, man, I once again, we both apologize, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this for what we, you know, we try to do the most that we can with this.
Trust me, it hurts us, really.
It does.
A lot, too, because we put a whole hour into that.
Yeah.
And but you know what? We still got a chance to talk a little basketball with you guys.
Yeah.
We're hoping you're still enjoying it, whoever's been around listening to all the episodes. Even if you've just joined in, this is the first episode you've ever listened to. You know what? We hope you enjoy it. And we hope maybe you get a chance either to listen to some of the past episodes or maybe you keep following up with future episodes.
We always kind of get a little sentimental at the end, but that's because we genuinely enjoy this.
Yeah.
We want to keep on doing this, and I hope just more people enjoy
it as well.
Yeah, for sure. But of course, like always, presented by Legends Way, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Be safe, and
until next time.
Until next time, guys. This has been the Point Forward Podcast. See you later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.